New federal overtime rules go into effect today. They will not affect workers in every state. If your state has strict overtime protections, they remain in effect. But in other states, some workers will become eligible for overtime while others may lose it. To learn more, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg consulted Bonnie Urbay, who follows work and family issues, for Morning Edition.
The new eligibility rules come from the Labor Department. Various unions have been wrangling over the changes. Bonnie, what can you tell us about what is different now for workers who get or who want to get overtime pay?
Some salaried employees will lose overtime compensation, especially those earning more than $100,000 a year. However, non-unionized salaried workers who used to get a lot of overtime could lose it, but the new regulations also guarantee salaried workers or managers who earn less than about $24,000 a year will now be guaranteed to receive overtime before only managers who earned less than $8,060 a year were automatically eligible
for it.
That's
a lot to keep track of, isn't it?
a lot of numbers.
But the point is it affects millions and millions of workers.
Could affect millions and millions of workers.
Mm-hmm.
The Economic Policy Institute, which is not in favor of these changes, says there are somewhere between 6 and 8 million who stand to lose overtime benefits who now get it. The Bush administration says that the new rules strengthen overtime requirements for some 5.5 million workers and then guarantee overtime for the low-paid managers I mentioned a moment ago.
Mm-hmm. Classification seems to be at the heart of this. Doctors, lawyers, professionals, all sorts of managers have been exempt from getting overtime. That doesn't change now, does it?
Well, some of the tests do change. There used to be what was called a long test and a short test. That's out the window. Those ineligible for overtime pay include what are described as executive, administrative, and professional employees, outside sales, and computer specialists. However, there are all kinds of definitions within those categorizations. For example, learned professionals, creative professionals, and really this is the Lawyers Reemployment Act, because corporations are already sending their legal departments scurrying to try to interpret these laws so that they don't violate them.
But there are some classifications which have changed. Who becomes eligible and who's lost eligibility?
Well, the Economic Policy Institute, again, not a friend of these changes, estimates that in all, about 1.5 million low-level salaried supervisors will lose overtime rights. They say just under 1 million employees without a graduate degree or even a college degree, they say, will be designated professional employees and therefore stand to lose overtime. Mortgage loan officers, for the first time, there are special provisions for financial service employees that didn't exist in the original Fair Labor Standards Act.
Mm-hmm. And what about the timing now? These laws haven't been changed in decades. How come now? Is it political connections? Or has it sort of been in the works for a while?
It's been in the works for a long time. The original Fair Labor Standards Act was written 5 decades ago and hasn't been changed much since then, and doesn't mention such things as computers and financial service workers, now a very large part of our economy. The political implications: Labor Secretary Elaine Chao was dispensed to Ohio, a battleground state, to make the case for how good the new regulations are to the Fraternal Order of Police. So that tells you that this is something the Bush administration believes will help it win votes in a battleground state. Senator John Kerry is opposed to these changes in the regulations.
Thank you very much, Bonnie Urbay. Bay follows work and family issues for Morning Edition. She's host of the PBS TV show To the Contrary. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.